This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, August 27th. God's word to you today is Citadel. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 91, verses 1 to 2, and it says, "He who takes refuge in the shelter of the Most High will be safe in the shadow of the Almighty. He will say to the Eternal, 'My shelter, my mighty fortress, my God, I place all my trust in you.'" This is taken from the Voice translation. You need to learn to hide. This is so important, and every child must understand the weight of this truth. Hiding is not weakness. It is actually a strength. The value of your life is directly proportional to the quality of your hiding. No man is stronger than his hiding place. You must have a hiding place. God gives you an idea. The first thing is to hide. Many people would go and advertise the idea, and then the idea gets killed before its time. Everything has a timing with God. The word of God says in Luke 1 verse 80, "And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, and was in the deserts till the day of his showing unto Israel." This is taken from the King James Version. If he came out a day before the time of showing, he is asking for trouble. Even though this principle is A-level, because there are levels that it gets pretty deep, it is also a fundamental. John 7 verse 31 says, "Many among the crowds at the temple believed in him. After all, they said, 'Would you expect the Messiah to do more miraculous signs than this man has already done?'" In other words, what else do you want him to do to prove that he is the Messiah? The people that would not believe you would not believe you no matter what you say. So stop stressing and depressing yourself, because the people who would not accept you will not accept you. The people that will not welcome you will not welcome you. They did it to Jesus, such that the people had to ask, "What else do you want this man to do? He has preached, taught, healed, opened blind eyes, and he has even raised the dead. What else do you want him to do to show that he is the Messiah?" Even Jesus' brothers mocked him, according to John 7 verses 3 to 5. You need to totally detach yourself from the opinions of men. If you are struggling with this, you need to say to yourself every day, "I am not who I think I am. I am not what people say that I am. I am not what social media says that I am. I am who God says I am. I am who God says that I am." Stop your devotional right now and say it aloud. "I am not who I think I am. I am not what people say that I am. I am not what social media says that I am. I am who God says that I am. I am who God says that I am." You are who God says you are. Sometimes even your parents do not know who you are. You are who God says you are. Jesus had 7 brothers, and 2 of his brothers eventually became followers of Christ. They became believers after the resurrection, and they became so strong. James was one of the leaders in the Jerusalem church and the person that wrote the book of James. In fact, they referred to him as James the Just. Jude, the person that wrote the book of Jude, was the brother of Jesus. Hear what they said years after Jesus had died and resurrected. James 1 verse 1 says, "This letter is from James, a slave of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ." Jude 1 verse 1 says, "This letter is from Jude, a slave of Jesus Christ and a brother of James." Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song.
You are my hiding place. You always fill my heart with songs of deliverance. Whenever I'm afraid, I'll trust in you. I will trust in you. Let the weak say I am strong in the strength of the Lord. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.